It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Grizzly Creek Fire in Glenwood Canyon has burned more than 27,000 acres. Officials say crucial watershed infrastructure in Glenwood Springs and on Interstate 70 may have been damaged by the fire. Lisa Steffler with the White River National Forest says normally they assess damages after the fires are contained.
In this case, we've brought in a team immediately, right now, still in the early stages of the fire, to evaluate the impacts to I-70 and Glenwood Springs water system in Grizzly and No Name Creek.
The interstate has been closed for more than a week because of the fire. There is no estimate for its reopening. A wildfire burning in Larimer County, west of Fort Collins, grew to 14,000 acres yesterday, and officials say weather today will make fighting the Cameron Peak fire more difficult. Darren Claybo is a meteorologist with the Rocky Mountain Incident Management Team.
We're going to see some north winds, 10 to 20 miles per hour. But we're also going to see these thunderstorms that are going to be coming through, not dropping a lot of rainfall, potentially putting down lightning and having strong gusty winds with them as well.
The fire's growth has been to the south, and it is now just a few miles away from one northern boundary of Rocky Mountain National Park. The park announced closures in that area because of the forecast winds and extreme fire conditions. State officials estimate that Colorado has spent more than $10 million on fire suppression so far this year. The state spent about four times that amount in 2018, one of the worst years for wildfires on record. Colorado now has a statewide ban on open fires to try to prevent any new fires from igniting. It prohibits campfires and fireworks for the next 30 days. Pueblo has stalled over what to do with a statue of Christopher Columbus after a week of mediated discussions. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
On Saturday, the two groups involved representing indigenous people and Italian Americans notified Mayor Nick Gradisar that they couldn't reach an agreement. In a statement, Gradisar says he's disappointed, but added the effort was worth it because it gave people the chance to express both the, quote, pain and pride of Pueblo's past. The statement says the mayor's office and city will continue to look for a solution. I'm Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Pueblo will have temperatures near 100 this afternoon. It's in the mid-90s around Denver, with hot weather continuing into the weekend. This is CPR News.